The Civil War series with Dr. James Robertson is underwritten by the Trust Company of Virginia.
On Sunday, March 9, 1862, every navy on earth became obsolete. A strange and inconsequential engagement occurred in Hampton Roads, Virginia. The two vessels involved were so unique and their contest so unusual that modern generations seem incapable of giving one of the ships its authentic name. Federals in the spring of 1861 had abandoned the Norfolk Navy Yard. They did so with such haste that they failed to destroy the one warship that had to be left behind. This was the USS Merrimack, a large frigate which had both defective engines and the letter K on the end of its name. Union sailors partially scuttled the vessel. At that point, the Merrimack, the letter K included, ceased to exist forever. Confederates then occupied the Navy Yard, lifted the hulk, and found it largely intact. In the months that followed, shipbuilders fashioned a nautical monster. The new vessel had a slanting superstructure with 24-inch oaken walls covered by 4 inches of iron plating. The ship sported 10 guns and a 4-foot iron beak. Little improvement could be made to the engines. As a result, it took an hour for the vessel to execute a 180-degree turn. From a distance, she looked like a floating barn, or as one observer called her, a half-submerged crocodile. Yet she was the Western Hemisphere's first ironclad warship. Confederates proudly christened her the CSS Virginia. On March 8, 1862, she steamed out into Hampton Roads. 3 wooden federal warships were in the harbor. The Virginia sank 2 with ease and drove the third aground. Meanwhile, Union naval officials had not been idle. They, too, had developed an ironclad. It was called the Monitor, but soldiers found her in appearance to be a tin can on a shingle. The iron structure of the Union ship was a flat raft, pointed at the ends with the deck barely a foot above the waterline. The superstructure consisted in the main of a ponderous revolving turret containing 2 11-inch guns set side by side. The Union vessel was smaller but more maneuverable than the Confederate ironclad. It was a remarkable set of circumstances that brought the Monitor in Virginia face to face on a cold Sunday. The Civil War was not yet a year old when the black, odd-looking ships met in the middle of Hampton Roads. They circled one another, got in close, then exchanged salvo after salvo in futile efforts to destroy the other. At day's end, each warship backed off, battered but intact. The battle was a draw, but it heralded the passing of the age of wooden vessels and the advent of iron battleships. Neither of the two Civil War ships survived the year 1862. When Confederates had to abandon Norfolk that spring, the Virginia had nowhere to go. On May 10th, her crew blew up the ship to prevent its capture. The Monitor participated in a naval assault on Richmond, but was forced back down the James River by heavy gunfire from Confederate batteries at Drury's Bluff. Later in the year, the Monitor was assigned to blockade duty at Charleston. Not built for ocean duty, the ironclad was being towed to South Carolina. On New Year's Eve, she sank in a storm off the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Bits and pieces of the Virginia survive in museums. In 1973, the Monitor was found on the ocean bottom offshore from Cape Hatteras. Present technology is not capable of bringing the vessel up intact or of preserving it from deterioration once it emerges from the water. The Monitor has slept safely on the ocean floor for over 130 years. Let her sleep while man develops the wherewithal to bring up and display the ship, which will forever be one of the most famous vessels in American naval history.